Welcome to What Am I Looking At? A podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Timma Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. If you've been in a bank recently, you've probably seen one of those really large abstract paintings that are made up of messy lines and pretty colors. It looks like someone, possibly a small child, has had some fun squirting paint at a canvas. So we're back at our usual question. How is this art with a capital A, and why should we care about it? Before this kind of painting became standard office decor in the corporate world, it was actually pretty groundbreaking. It started in the 1940s with the American artist Jackson Pollock. He was from Wyoming, but lived and worked in New York State using a small barn as his studio. His canvases were too large for an easel, so he laid them on the floor. So let's stop and think about the enormity of that change for a second. In the entire history of painting, from the earliest cave art right up until Pollock put his canvas on the floor, the painting surface had almost always been in front of the artist on a wall or an easel. This choice to take the canvas off the easel and lay it horizontal had a ripple effect. How do you paint a canvas that's on the floor? Especially one like his famous Autumn Rhythm that's almost 9 feet by 17 feet. You simply can't do it in the usual way. To paint it, Pollock had to walk around it, dripping, slinging, and pouring paint. These marks became a record of his movement around the canvas, and he wasn't particularly careful about stepping on the canvas or dropping ashes on it or spilling his drink on it, so it was messy and came to be known as action painting. The process of making the art became almost as important as the final product. But he didn't stop there. He also experimented with the kind of paint he used. He used regular artist oil paint, but also tried commercial auto and house paint, looking for a certain fluidity. So the artist chooses the color and the paint, deciding on glossy or matte, thick or thin lines, the size of the canvas, and those sorts of things. But if you're dripping and slinging paint, there's only so much you can really control. You have to be willing to let go of complete control over the creative process. And that's a difficult thing for some artists. You have a plan. You always have a plan. But in this case, you have to make room for serendipity and be okay with accidents. And Pollock really embraced that. In 1949, Pollock became the first artist to be featured on the cover of Life magazine, mostly because of his drip paintings. Today, you can create your own drip paintings. There are even tutorials about it online, but it won't have the cachet of a groundbreaking Jackson Pollock. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.